Russia says no deal has been made to release WNBA star Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. The announcement comes amid speculation that the two Americans could be exchanged for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he plans to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about a potential deal in the coming days. Here's Blinken speaking to reporters yesterday.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. Our governments have communicated repeatedly and directly on that proposal. And I'll use the conversation to follow up personally and, I hope, move us toward a resolution.
Robin Dixon is the Moscow bureau chief for The Washington Post, based in Latvia for now. Robin, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. This Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout, is currently serving a 25-year prison sentence in Illinois for conspiring to kill Americans and to sell weapons to terrorists. What do we know right now about this potential U.S.-Russia prisoner swap?
Well, we do know that talks are going on. Kremlin officials have been playing their cards very close to their chest. We've had senior officials today saying that there is no deal yet on a prisoner exchange involving Griner, Paul Whelan, and potentially Viktor Bout, the arms trafficker who is serving that sentence in Illinois. We did have the Kremlin, in fact, hinting that it was unusual for a US official to go public about these very back-channel negotiations about something as sensitive as this. Little is known about the details of these talks. It's all being kept very much under wraps.
And yesterday, Brittany Griner actually testified for the first time in her trial. She was arrested in February at a Moscow airport for having cannabis vape cartridges in her luggage. Tell us what she said to the court yesterday.
She told the court that she had no intention to disobey the law, that she knew that she couldn't bring these vape cartridges into the country, but that she packed in a real hurry, and she actually to this day doesn't know how those cartridges ended up in her luggage. She can just only surmise that they were packed accidentally. So she has pleaded guilty, and she's making an argument for leniency to the court on the basis that she didn't intend to break the law.
Well, beyond this prisoner swap, you've also been reporting on the latest from the war in Ukraine, where you say Russia is now setting up proxy governments in regions where they have taken control. Robin, tell us more about that.
Russia at the moment is racing to Russify the occupied areas of Ukraine, and we've seen a sort of certain playbook. It starts with terror arrests of local officials and journalists. Russian state TV is piped in. There are handouts, promises. We've seen Russian passports being handed out to Ukrainians. They promised to rebuild the cities that were destroyed as they invaded. They're tearing down Ukrainian place names and putting up names in Russian. And an important part of all this is imposing Russia's education system on Ukrainian school children. And that includes Russia's version of history, which involves the idea that Ukraine was never a proper state. We've heard President Vladimir Putin make that point many times, justifying his invasion of Ukraine.
And how are Ukrainians in these regions dealing with this? Are they resisting in any way?
We have seen some resistance going on. It's difficult to tell because, everybody's different and you are under an occupied power, so there is not very much that people can do. Some people have actually gone to get passports. But of course, in these regions, there is no opinion polling. It's difficult to tell what people really think because there's so much fear.
So this Russian strategy of setting up proxy governments in independent regions, as you describe, is it fair to compare that with the old Soviet Union Cold War tactics in its satellite states?
Yeah, I think you're looking at a playbook that involves annexation, like we saw in Crimea. We have officials saying repeatedly that Russia will never leave these areas. We have pundits and analysts on state television saying that Ukraine will never be the Ukraine that we knew before. Basically, it is being moved or annexed into Russia.
Robin Dixon is the Moscow bureau chief for the Washington Post, now based in Latvia. Robin, thanks for your reporting.
Okay, thank you so much. Great to talk to you.